Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You, yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, and my rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. We have some very exclusive, very important guests coming on our show today. We have a lot of guests coming on this morning, but it's all good because it's an informative show where we talk about all kinds of phenomenal, fantastic, tremendous things that can educate us on how to deal with the future and which way the future is going. Not only that, it can help you with understanding there's so many ways to get ahead in the world right now. You don't have to be stuck on listening to the news because they don't always tell you the truth. They're going to give you fake news. Well, guess what? On the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, it's the real deal Holyfield. There's no smoking guns. Amen. We keep it real on this show. If I tell you that the moon is made out of cheese, just bring your crackers because it's going to be a good meal. Amen. Well, you know, we always open up our show with Marvin Gaye because the song was made years ago, but the song is still applicable to 2024. What's going on? What's really going on? Okay. I always do the news when I come on. I'm so upset. In Atlanta, Georgia, they opened up an amusement park, a brand new amusement park. And it's Six Flags Magic Mountain. Yeah, that's what they opened up in Atlanta, Georgia. Saturday. Well, 500 young people ran through there beating up people, hitting people, trampling people. And then they got into a shootout with the police, and the police had to shoot a teenager and severely wound him. My sermon yesterday was on, are our children still following God? That was what my sermon was about. Now, I didn't know all this stuff had taken place. But these days, you got kids talking back to their parents. You got kids getting into gangs. You got kids on fentanyl. You got kids with guns. You got kids committing suicide. You got kids in car accidents. You got kids that are just out of control. And this is why we need to have programs for our kids to be involved in, to keep their minds on the uplifting, positive, phenomenal, tremendous things that can help them to be whatever they want to be in life. Because the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself. So you should let there be no limits. Good morning, Leela. How are you? Good morning to everybody on Facebook and Instagram. Matter of fact, let me give out the phone number right now. If you want to call in and make a statement or talk to any of our guests, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. That'll put you in the queue, and then you can ask a question or make a statement. Now, if you want to watch me live right now, you go, hey, good morning, God bless you, God bless you, Sister Leela. You go to Instagram or Facebook Live, Instagram Live or Facebook Live. You go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr., Eddie Justice Jones Jr., and you'll be in the queue. You'll see me live on Facebook. I'm wearing a pretty decent tie and got on my button for receiving a Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. So you can come in on Facebook or Instagram right now at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Or listen, if you want to listen online, you go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. And when you go in there, you'll see all of our guests on there, and all that good stuff. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about what's going on right now. Right now, I want to get in our co-producers in the show, and then we're going to get our guests in the show. And there's a strong possibility that we're going to get a call from behind the walls. Now, we started this program. I did it on my show like 10 years ago, but we brought it back. A call from behind the walls means that someone from prison who has been wrongfully accused and still incarcerated for the last 30 years will be on our show today for a moment to share. These are very transparent calls. There's no, you can even hear in the background where it says, this is the United States so-and-so. Yeah, your calls are being recorded. This is real. We don't play on this show. Then we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. So without further ado, let's get in our co-producer, Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Eddie. I am wonderful. Good morning to the co-host and every single listener.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, let's go here. Let's get in our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, Granny V. Good morning to the panelists who are coming on. Good morning to our guests who are coming on, but especially good morning to all our wonderful followers, listeners, and those who just support this station, because this is the world's greatest Monday morning radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. Thank you for having me, Pastor Eddie, once again.
Amen. Amen, Brother Clarence. Good morning. And without further ado, we have a real professor on our show. We're going to introduce none other than Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, Dr. Granny V. Good morning, the Regulator, and good morning, everyone, to the best Blog Talk Radio program on Monday so that we can be reminded of how God loves us, but also as we, in our journey, see what the world has for us and how we can maneuver to make a better future. And with that, good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much, Professor Reeves.
Good morning.
Good morning, Professor Reeves.
Good morning, good morning.
And without further ado, we have none other than, hey, good morning, Gloria Majors. How are you? Welcome to the show. We have Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry from all the way from North Carolina. Good morning, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. How are you this morning?
Good morning, everyone. Glad to be on today. And I think we have some other great guests that are going to be on. And hopefully we have some great information to discuss with you. And again, I really enjoy the topics that we bring up because they're relevant to the season that we're in. And thank you, Pastor Eddie. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you so very much, so very, very much.
Kerry, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Good,
sir.
good morning, Chief Apostle.
God bless you all. God bless you, Professor Reeves. God bless you, sir.
Now I want to thank you so much. I want to first shout out all of our guests. Our first guest is going to be, he has an organization. He's the president and CEO of an organization called Shades of Blue. Today's youth are Tyrone's answer. We're going to have on President Captain Willie L. Daniels, who I had the pleasure of standing with alongside Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry to give the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award to Mr. Bill Montgomery. We're going to have him on this morning. Our second guest is going to be Children's First TV, Kids Educational TV, with the founder, who was also there with us, Sabrina L. Wright. Sabrina L. Wright will be on. Our third topic will be funding LLC and business credit and personal founder Alicia Clark and Terrence Winslow will be on our show to talk to us about financial credit and funding, and I can't wait to get them on. And our fourth topic, which might come at any time, is going to be a call from behind the walls, all the way from behind the walls. So let me go through here really quick. I want to get all of our guests in at one time, but we're going to interview each one in the order that I just said. So without further ado, let's go, and I believe this is Captain Daniel. Good morning, Captain Daniels. Are you there this morning? Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Jones, and to your entire audience. It's an honor to be here and have an opportunity to speak with you.
Hey, man, let's give a big hand for Captain Daniels, Air Force. Let's give him a big hand. Air pilot.
God bless you, Captain. Yes. Glad to have you on, sir.
It's an honor to have you, Captain Daniels.
Now, Captain Daniels, don't go anywhere. I want to get in a couple more people, but we're going to interview you first. Let's see. Caller in the 818-207 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Is this Sabrina Wright?
Yes, it's Sabrina. Can you hear me?
Yes, everybody say good morning to Sabrina Wright. Everybody say good morning to
Sabrina.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sabrina Wright. Thank you.
Okay, we have Sabrina Wright. Now let's go to our caller right here in the 831-794. Caller in the 839-794, are you there?
Yes.
This is, please say your name. Welcome.
Hi, good morning, Angela Diaz.
Angela. Good morning, Angela. And you're calling from?
Marina, California.
Amen, amen. Did you have a statement or a question for the show right now?
Yes, I do have a statement. I am here in support of the caller calling from behind the walls.
Amen. All right. Well, we are so glad that you're here to support that caller. Don't go anywhere. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Let's give her, let's everybody say good morning. It's Angela, right?
Yes.
Everybody say good morning, Angela. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, and God bless, and the Lord shower this show this morning in wonderful ways.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you so much. Hold on, Angela. Don't go anywhere. Okay, let's go to... Now, let's go to the 8... Okay, call in the 831. Okay, we got you there. That's you. Now, we're looking for the call. Let's see. Caller in the 951-544-545, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
State your name and welcome to the show.
My name is CSI Bill Montgomery, the newest member to the Lifetime Achievement Award with
is
Captain
Bill?
Daniels. Yes, I'm here.
Yes, let's give everybody say good morning to Bill Montgomery. Good morning, Brother Bill. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Bill. God bless you.
Good morning,
you.
Good morning
on,
Bill.
Sir.
Welcome to
good
the show.
Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Now, I'm waiting for one call. Okay. Caller in the 210-421 area code. Are you there? Caller in the 210-421 area code. Are you there? Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. Now, we're waiting for a call that's going to come later, but right now we're going to go right into our first interview, and our first interview is with Captain Daniels. Captain Daniels, you have an organization called Shades of Blue, Today's Youth and Tomorrow's Answer. Please take the floor. Give us a little biography about yourself, and let's talk about your organization. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Pastor Jones. First of all, I have recently retired for the second time from United Airlines. I have been associated with United Airlines for a total of about 45 years and 7 months. And when I first started with United right out of college, I started out as a flight attendant with United Airlines. And I worked for about 8.5 years with you as a flight attendant before transitioning from there over to the Boeing 727, where I flew that aircraft for 5 years. I worked as a recruiter for United Airlines at the same time, and then worked as a pilot instructor. And then I transitioned from the 727 after the five-year period over to the McDonnell Douglas DC-10, where I flew that aircraft for 3 years. Then transitioned from there over to the 747-400, where I flew that one for 19 years.
Wow.
And then from the 747-400 over to the 777 for 5 years, and then over to the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, where I retired off of that in November of 2020. And then I was called back about 4 or 5 months later to come and work for the chief pilot, representing the chief pilot in Denver, and for about 2.5 more years, where I retired for the second time this past October.
Wow, that is amazing. Captain. I don't know what to say, but let's give the captain a big hand on his achievement. Let's give him a big hand. Wow. Just amazing, Captain. So tell us about your organization, which is doing great things for children and giving them great opportunities. Tell us about Shades of Blue.
Well, I founded Shades of Blue about 25 years ago, along with a group of other airline pilots, engineers, scientists, and educators, and business leaders, with the idea of taking these folks into the classroom, and making it relevant with the students, why they're learning what they're learning. The whole genesis of that project was I was flying the Boeing 747-400, and we would fly back and forth across the world, and I would fly occasionally from Los Angeles over to Washington Dulles. And in one particular trip, I flew from Los Angeles to Dulles, and we ended up laying over at the Hilton Hotel, Washington Hilton Hotel, where the same hotel that President Ronald Reagan was shot at a few years back. And
yeah.
I walked in the room about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I turned on the television, and there was a program on TV talking about prisons in America. And it was an hour-long program. I sat and I watched it, and they talked about how they were building a prison every week in the country. And no sooner than the last brick was laid, that prison was already saturated. And
wow.
At that point in time, they had in excess of 3 million people in prison, on probation, or on parole. And so I sat there and I watched that program, and they talked about how bad it was with the system, but they needed these prisons, which meant they were building 52 prisons a year. And so I sat there, I looked, and I said, wow, that's amazing. And I had already done some research, and at the time, in the late 90s, I knew that about 65% of the prison population was African American, about 22% was Hispanic, and the rest was others. And
wow.
I just was amazed when I saw those numbers that they had put out on CNN that time. And so I just kind of stuck it in the back of my mind. A month or two later, I'm flying what we call the W trip. This W flew from Los Angeles over to Tokyo, Japan, Tokyo to Honolulu, Honolulu back to Tokyo, and then Tokyo back to Los Angeles. So I arrived in the middle of the trip to Honolulu about 7-8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm at the hotel and about to jump in the shower. And everywhere we travel, pretty much overseas, if it was a non-English-speaking country, CNN was the predominant television station in English. And so I was so used to turning on the news and listening. And that particular morning, I'm about to jump in the shower, and out the corner of my ear, I hear this little blurb that Congress increases the number of foreign national visas to 58,000 visas. And I said, 58,000 visas, wow, what was that all about? And so I waited 30 minutes to hear this rerun, only to find out that under House Regulation H-1B, we did not have enough qualified people in our country to fill the positions that were being vacated in the aviation and aerospace industries.
Wow.
And being involved in these industries for all of these years, you know, I said to myself, wow, you know, and I flashed back to the scene in Washington, D.C., where they were locking up all of these people in prison. And the light bulb popped on in my mind at that point in time. And I said, wow, here we are. We're having to go outside of the country to bring in people and fill these prestigious positions when we're locking away all of the kids in America. And what we need to do is we need to make our youth part of the solution versus being part of the problem.
Right.
So when I got back to the States, I came back to Denver, which is where my home was or home is. And I contacted some friends of mine, and one of them was the Western Regional Vice President for United Airlines, Mr. Roger Gibson. And I said, hey, I want to do something to try to help education. And so we formed a group of folks, brought in pilots, engineers, scientists, educators, business leaders to put together this organization. And we started brainstorming about what do we call this organization. And as it turned out, one of the gentlemen in my organization was a former Air Force Academy grad. And while he was at the Air Force Academy, he did a project going all the way back to Bessie Coleman with the Tuskegee Airmen standing on her shoulders, the astronauts standing on their shoulders, and the current pilots standing on their shoulders. And so I'm in that fourth category there. And so when he yelled out, why don't we call this organization Shades of Blue? And I flashed back to a scene when I was in elementary school We went to the Griffith Park Observatory in Los Angeles when I was in the sixth grade, and we saw all of these constellations moving across the heavens on this dome. And then right before sunrise, you can look at the base of the dome and you see the different colors of blue. And you're going all the way up through the blues up into the black into space. And when I traveled from Los Angeles to Sydney, Australia. And then on the return flight, we're taking off and we're heading about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and we fly into nighttime. And then we get out to about 140 degrees west longitude. And you look up, and right before the sun comes up above the Terminator is a separator between day and night. All of a sudden, you start to see the various shades of blue in the atmosphere. And when I saw that, that was one of the favorite times of the day for me. And that was it. I said, wow, that's what we'll call ourselves, Shades of Blue. And that's the genesis of the name, Shades of Blue, because you can't get to space unless you go through the shades of blue.
Mm. Wow. Let's give a big hand. Oh, that is amazing, man. That is so amazing. Wow. Now, I don't know what. Excuse me. I don't know why, but we just had a technical difficulty. Whenever we have very exclusive guests on the show talking about the future of moving ahead with our youth, it's extremely very important. I don't know why, and I always say this on the show, because I do the civil rights work, I believe that the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, the FCC, the FAA, and everybody else listens to our show. And all of a sudden, my Facebook Live just dropped. Now, Instagram, we're still live on Instagram. I see you guys out there. But I see my people on Blog Talk Radio. But it just dropped on the Facebook just now. So I'm going to go back up and put that back in. So everybody who's on Facebook Live, give me a minute, and we'll get that back up. But meanwhile, let's keep going with our interview here. This is a very important interview. It is talking about the future of our children. We have none other than Shades of Blue. Today's youth are tomorrow's answer. I'm so glad that we have Captain Daniels on, Captain Willie L. Daniels II. And as you heard his repertoire of airplanes that he's flown over the years all the way up until he retired. And so he knows exactly precisely. Now, if you have nieces and nephews, cousins, kids that are out there that don't have nothing to do and want to do something, here is the grandest, most phenomenal opportunity in the entire world. We have an extremely intellectual, intelligent person with integrity and dignity on how to keep our kids out of gangs, out of jail, off the streets, off of drugs, and into a career that can make them very comfortable in life, and then we hand the baton on to the next generation. Captain Daniels, hold on 1 second. Caller in the 760 area code 992, are you there? Caller in the 760 area code 992, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Eddie. This is Brian Kabooligan, Temecula, California.
Brian, so let's give a big hand for Brian. Everybody, welcome Brian to the show. Welcome, Brian. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm here to represent.
Hello, Brian.
I'm here to represent Kenneth Harris, my longtime childhood friend who's behind the walls.
Okay. Captain, can we stop the interview for a moment? We're going to interview everybody, but can we take this call from behind the wall? Do you mind, Captain Daniels?
Certainly.
Okay. Brian, do we have Kenneth from behind? Is he on with us now?
Yes, he is on with us, Pastor. Yes, sir.
Pastor Eddie, I'm here.
Kenneth, everybody, let's give a big hand for Kenneth. He's falling from behind the wall. Let's give him a big hand. Everybody, please say good morning to Kenneth. He's on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Say good morning to Kenneth Harris.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kenneth. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for the greeting.
Now, Kenneth, tell everybody which facility you're in, and just briefly, because we don't have a lot of time, I want you to tell your story. There's a lot of listeners listening from all over the world. Go right ahead, Kenneth. Take the floor.
Okay. I'm presently in the California healthcare facility. I've been diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer called IgG4. I've been incarcerated since 1986 on a 15-year-to-life sentence. Over the years, I've accomplished pretty much everything that's been asked of me over the years. I've been before the parole board on 12 separate occasions, and I've been denied parole on 12 separate occasions for no other reason than it's been stated that the crime, I was given a 15-year-to-life sentence on second-degree murder, and I've been recently put up for a compassionate release because of my hip failing health, and they denied it.
Tell everybody how many years you've done already. You've done your time, but tell everybody how many years you've done.
I've been 38 years. 38 years.
38 years.
Yes, sir.
Go right here, Kenneth. Go ahead, Kenneth. I know you're on a time schedule. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, and in that time, I've had absolutely zero incidents of violence, not even lethal combat. I have certificates of completion in everything from alternatives to violence programs, CBI life skills, victim awareness, hands down, domestic violence, NA, heartfelt meditation, criminal thinking, anger management, integrated substance abuse disorder treatment.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
LTOP, Cage Rage, Breaking Barriers, alternatives to violence program, 1 and 2, and I'm a Peace for Teeth facilitator for that program. I've completed the integrated substance abuse treatment program. I have certificates in small appliance repairs, silk screening, carpentry, vocational janitorial, print shop, auto body.
Okay, wait, Kenneth, hold on a second. Hold on one second, Kenneth. Everybody else, if you don't mind, please mute your phone. I hear a lot of moving around and rumbling around. This is an exclusive interview from the prison of the state of California. It's not very often we can get someone from prison to be able to call into a radio show and talk about the reality of what's going on. So please help me to make this a clear interview, and then we're going to get back to Captain Daniels and move on to Sabrina Wright, and then from there to Alicia, and we're going to have a wonderful, phenomenal, fabulous show. But he's on a time limit. His phone's going to cut off and just who knows when. But without further ado, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Without further ado, Kenneth, please take the floor, nice and loud and clear. Tell us more about what you're going through at that facility.
Well, presently, I'm going through a health crisis that's not being treated. I have a rare disease that the prison can't care for, and I was supposed to have been put up for a university level of care. That was denied. I was put up for compassionate release. That was so after all is said and done, I'm left to believe that it's the intent for me to die in here. I came to prison at 25 years old. I'm 62 years old right now. Was a college graduate before I ever came to prison. Never raped, robbed, pillaged, sold dope, never sold, robbed, never taken anything. I'm a first termer. And I'm being made to, I don't know what's left for me to do. I'm the youngest of a 6 family household. I've lost my entire family with the exception of my oldest sister, who's 69 years old and with failing health. I have never been married. I have no kids, so I'm pretty much left alone.
Kenneth, I'd like to excuse me for interrupting you so abruptly. You know that my organization is working with you and working with Brian. We're working on, I already sent in my visitors, you know, to come down and visit you.
Oh, yeah.
And also I'm going to work on, as I stated to you before, setting up a meeting with the warden of the prison, and we're going to work to talk to help you to the best of our ability. With that being said, I want to go to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Is there any positive, uplifting words, Chief Apostle, that you can give to Brother Kenneth Harris right now on the show?
Absolutely. Let me just say, as he was speaking, and he mentioned the 38 years, and I thought about the miracle that Christ did at the pool of Bethesda. That man had been there 38 years, mm-hmm. and you know, but God is I believe that God is about to lift him from that after the 38 years, as he did the man that sat there for all those years waiting for a miracle to come. And so God is still performing miracles. So we're going to declare and decree that God would move in your situation for the release immediately. And so there are powers in place that God is already doing something. He's already at work. That's what came to mind, Pastor Eddie, the 38 years with the paralytic. So God can do anything. He asked me, will you be made whole?
Now hold that thought. Captain Daniels, I know we're interviewing you about the Shades of Blue, but while we have, what advice would you give Kenneth? You've been an airline pilot for a long time. Now you got a program for kids to keep them off the streets and out of prison. And as you were stating, they were building the prison when you know, what do you want to say to him, Captain Daniels? Go right here, take the floor.
Well, I would say to him is never give up on what his goals are in order to, get yourself released from prison and everything, and just continue to reach for the stars and reach back to other young people that may potentially end up in that type of a situation that you're in, that will help them avoid going down that same road and keeping them on the positive path.
Amen, praise God. Without further ado, Kenneth, please take the floor. I know you don't have a lot of time. Give us the most meat of what you want everybody to know about your situation right now. Go ahead, Kenneth.
Well, first and foremost, thank you, Captain Daniels, for those encouraging words. Thank you. I appreciate those greatly. At this stage, Pastor Eddie, I'm quite frankly, I'm stuck. I don't. I'm at a loss for words right now. I apologize greatly. I know this is my time. My hope is that somehow, some way, I can find the gateway, the pathway.
Kenneth, we're going to help you. Kenneth, hold that thought. I know you're emotional. I can hear it in your voice. I want to go to Bill Montgomery. Yeah. Bill Montgomery, please take the floor. What would you like to say to Kenneth, who's behind the walls, fighting towards freedom?
Yes. So blessings. I would just say, continue to surround yourself with these men and these people on this call. Because everybody here can help from afar, and write things down. Continue to write your story. Because that can help a lot of, the future, kids. So write your thoughts, and I'm praying for you, and, just stay blessed, but surround yourself with these people that are on this call.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Angela, are you there? What would you like to say to Kenneth? Angela, take the floor. Go ahead, Angie.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I cannot emphasize enough. I've known Ken Ray over 40 years, and he is a very compassionate, articulate person. I admire him deeply. When I found out in 2013, he started a program called Life Cycles.
And we have 60 seconds remaining.
Andy, hold on. He has 60 seconds. Kenneth, take the floor. What do you want to say in your last 60 seconds? Go ahead, Kenneth.
Pastor Eddie, I just want to thank you, sir, for giving me the opportunity to call in and be a part of this podcast and address your audience. I thank you. Thank you dearly for that, and as well for you sending me the blessings that you have and for showing up in my life to give me an opportunity to educate myself from this situation. I appreciate you greatly. And giving me the opportunity to and the audience as well for giving me an audience.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
So I thank you. My time is going to be up in just a second. So I appreciate you greatly, sir.
You're welcome. This is for you, Kenneth. Hang in there, Kenneth. Hang in there. Now, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing at all. We got a real call from behind the walls this morning. It was a very emotional call, very, very emotional call. And I got to tell you, I'm holding back tears. How many of our sisters and brothers have been incarcerated a lot of times for not even the reason why they're incarcerated. And they've been held for years and years and years. And then they come out exonerated, and then they come home and they don't know what to do and where to go because they find out that they were mistreated. I want to go back to our interview, but I want you to be mindful of how many people have been accused of something that they haven't done and that they're in prison for it. And of course, for whatever reason, they're still there, and they shouldn't be there, especially if you did your time twice over. With that being said, I'm going to go back to Captain Daniels. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Captain Daniels, take the floor. It's 9:42 a.m. We have a few more interviews, but we want to get what you want everybody to know about Shades of Blue and how can they get in contact with you and how can they become a part. But if you want to say something about Kenneth before you get back into your interview, the floor is yours. Captain Daniels, take the floor.
Well, our prayers are with Kenneth, and hopefully he finds a sound resolution to his situation here in the very near future. When you started your program today, you started out talking about Six Flags in Georgia. With 500 youth running through Six Flags, attacking and hitting people,
yes,
and things like that, and I sit there and I think about that and I say, wow, what's wrong with our youth, and part of the problem that I see, the fact that a lot of these youth don't have an opportunity to want to strive to do something and it's an opportunity, and I'm focusing in on having careers in aviation and aerospace, and that's one of the things that I do is I promote aviation and aerospace to the youth around the nation.
And, yes, sir.
And for example, by 2030, I'm just going to quote a few numbers. The Boeing Corporation in 2019 put out some statistics that said by 2030, we're going to be short about 804,000 pilots in the world.
Wow.
And 914,000 flight attendants, 769,000 aircraft mechanics. And just those three positions right now total out to about 2.48 million people short.
Wow.
Worldwide shortages. The world is more and more every day, more and more people are starting to travel and see the world, especially from the emerging countries like China and India, who their population is almost total to close to 3 billion people. And so, and those people want to start to see the world, and so more and more people are traveling. So this is a opportunity for our listeners, if you have youth that are struggling in life and trying to figure out what to do, you might steer them in the direction of maybe considering a job or a career in the airline industry or in the space industry. And when you do that, the big thing is that these kids have to study a lot. They have to work hard to get to the credibilities and the knowledge and the certificates that they need to have in order to accomplish and get to the jobs that they need to have. And so in order to do that, you have to keep yourself on a straight and narrow. You have to keep yourself clean. You have to stay away from drugs and crime and all those types of things. And that's the thing I'd like to suggest, that those young people who are listening to me today, they start thinking on that. Because in order to have this type of a career, you have to be on the straight and narrow, and you don't go running through attacking people for no reason at all.
Well, with that being said, Captain Daniels, we almost have to go into the next interview, but I don't want you to hang up. But what I would like for you to do is please give out all your information, give out phone number, email address, website. How can they contact you? Go right ahead, Captain Daniels.
Well, if they want to send me an email, they can do it. They can send the email to info@ourshadesofblue.org. And if they want to see my web address, it's www.ourshadesofblue.org. And there's a lot of valuable information on my website that kind of steer people in the right direction. We actually get young people in the pipeline who want to express an interest in being a pilot, engineer, mechanic, technician, or customer service agent, or whatever the position is, or even an astronaut position. They can sign up as a student member of my organization, and we actually get young people in the pipeline where we mentor them, point them in the right direction, and we track them all the way through college. And once they come out of college with the credentials that they need, we run their resumes into the HR departments, helping them find employment in the industry.
Wow. Can we give Bill a big hand, you guys? Everybody give Bill a big hand. I mean, Bill. I'm sorry, Bill. Forgive me. Captain Daniels.
Thank you, Bill.
That's it, Bill.
I mean, Willie.
Thank you, Captain Daniels. Thank
Captain Daniels, I apologize. I'm so excited about what you're doing. I you know, you and Bill are doing the same thing. We gave Bill the President of the
Lifetime
great minds. But Captain Daniels, if you have time, can you stay on with us a little bit longer, or do you have meetings?
I can stay on a little bit longer.
Okay, thank you so much. That was Captain Daniels. That's Captain Willie L. Daniels II, and he's flown all kinds of big airplanes all over the world, and we are honored to have him on. We got a caller in the 210-421. Are you there? Caller in the 210-421. Are you there? Caller in the 210-421 area code. Are you there? Okay, let's put him back on. Wait. Okay. Caller in the 210-421 area code. Are you there?
That's me, sir.
Hello?
Okay,
let's put them back on hold. I'm waiting on Alicia, and I'm trying to find out which number is hers. Hold on. Let's call in the 503-747. Are you there? Call in the 503-747.
Yes, I'm here.
Is this Linda Goldie? Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie. Good morning, Linda Goldie. Welcome
Welcome.
Linda Goldie, good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and I'd like some prayer because I'm sick. I'm laying in bed talking, listening to you.
Okay, we're gonna pray in one second. We're going to have Chief Apostle pray for you. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Caller in the 888-568 area code. Are you there? Good morning.
Yes, this is Alicia, the 888 number.
Oh, Alicia, we finally got you on. Everybody say good morning to Alicia. Please, good morning. Say good morning to Alicia. Alicia.
Good morning,
Alicia. We welcome you to the show. We're so glad you're here with us. We have one more interview before we get to you, and then we're going to give you your interview on funding and business and funding programs and term loan programs and all the requirements. And how is your husband, Terrence, doing? How's he doing today?
He's doing great. He's doing great.
Is he on the line with us right now?
No, he's not. He's in another meeting.
Okay, okay. Well, please give him a big shout-out from the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show and all the listeners. And also, too, we're going to go into our next interview, so don't go anywhere. Stay there, Alicia. We finally got you on. Thank you. We're going to go into our Hello? Okay. Hold that thought. Okay, without further ado, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Our next interview is with Sabrina L. Wright. Sabrina, are you still there? Are you there, Sabrina?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Everybody, let's welcome Sabrina. Let's give Sabrina a big hand. Welcome, Sabrina. Everybody say good morning again to Sabrina.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sabrina.
Honored to have you on the show.
Good morning, Sabrina.
Thank you.
Sabrina, you
awesome. Thank you.
You have Children's First TV, and you have the Kids Educational TV. And you have new episodes every Monday and every Wednesday and on Friday on YouTube. Tell us about your Children's First TV, and you've written a book. Please take the floor, give us your biography, and go into whatever you want to do with it.
Thank you so much. First, I'd like to say that I'm honored to be here with Captain Daniels and yourself, Pastor Jones, and Bill Montgomery, who has single-handedly sparked my career right now. But actually, what I'm doing started like 20 years ago. There was a 3-year-old little girl that needed housing, and it was through word of mouth in the family. So I went and picked up this little 3-year-old in Vegas, and I had her in the back seat of my car. And I was listening to the jazz radio, and then I turned down my radio because she was singing. And I heard all these cuss words out of her mouth. I heard a rap songs, you know, that you know, she listens to with her family or whatever. She's 3. So she knew all the words, and she knew the song. She knew it verbatim. I mean, it was amazing, 3 years old. So I said, wow, if she knows that, then I know she knows her ABCs. So I turned down my music, and I said to her, I said, do you know your ABCs? And she was like, yeah, I know it, because she has a lot of attitude, right? So she's like, A, D, S, P, you know, and I was like, wait a minute, no, those are the letters, but yeah, we got to put them in order. And she was like, what? So I went, and when I got home, I went and picked up a whole bunch of CDs and put children's songs, you know, I put them on. And that little girl's eyes just lit up like, wow, it was music for children, appropriate for kids. And that little 3-year-old learned her ABCs in 3 days. Complete. She learned her whole alphabet in 3 days. So
wait,
like,
a minute. Wait, Sabrina, hold that thought. You said she learned it in 3 days, right?
3 days.
Man, that's
right?
Amazing.
That is right? Amazing. Go right ahead.
So she was, you know, she was a piece of work, let me tell you. I'm not going to go into everything because she is. It was a lot going on. But that little girl sparked something inside of me. It was like, I need to tell children's stories. I wanted kids all my life. When I was married, it didn't happen for me. I kept asking God, why didn't I get kids? But I started writing all these children books. I'm not an illustrator, so I wasn't doing the artwork, but I had the pictures and everything. Now, we're talking 20 years ago. So in 2020, what happened, I was off from work for a few days, and when I went back to work, I was on the front lines of COVID. I mean, it just hit us like that. Here I was on a battlefield, really. It was really like a battlefield. But we did not get training. So at least when you go to war, they you know, get you in the service and you get training and you get your mind right. We were thrown in. And here I was learning how to don and doff a hazmat suit. In all my years in the hospital, I'd never used one of those. So to just say it was really crazy. 2 years later in 2022, the thing that kept my mind from blowing out of the top of my head was I started back writing children's stuff. and that took me out of where I was headed emotionally with this whole thing. And I published my first children's, self-published, my first book, which is a rhyming picture book called Naptime Stories. It's about this little boy who doesn't like to take naps, but when he does, he has an adventure. And every book, now I have four volumes on him. The first four are really about manners, and I'm thinking about those kids at Six Flags. You know, it's like I can see that the youth are losing so many basic skills like manners, saying thank you and please,
yes.
and you
yes.
know, just being nice. So I wrote those type of stories, and I started my children's channel, and then I met Bill Brown, and he started telling me about the STEM, and then I've been writing a lot of songs because I do write children's songs too. So I put up, you know, about flying, aviation, you know, Black History Month. I had, you know, the pilots that were, you know, the people, a lot of people did. Like one girl said, I didn't even know Bessie Coleman was, who's that? You know, I was like, really? So, you know, it's just so much, it's so much work to be done. And you talk about like how the FBI is messing with your channel. I listen to people on YouTube and it happens all the time. We are at war. But I want to create fun stuff because that's when I was raised up on animation. I want to start my own studio, my own animation studio. I wrote a biopic on the first Black Secret Service agent to John F. Kennedy, Mr. Abraham Bolden. He and I, he's 88 years old. We're still friends. I go see him in Chicago all the time. So it's like I want to tell these stories in a way that kids can like, you know, not downtrodden, you know, just all this stuff. I want it to be uplifting, fun, but they're learning something. So now this year, my first book, a STEM book, will be written. That's on the goal. And then I have another book. It's a comic book about these dogs that are rappers. And I want to teach the history of American music, which comes out of slavery and comes out of what how the slaves and African people have brought music to America. And so I'm doing that through this comic book.
I want to interrupt you because you have so much wonderful, positive, uplifting information. What would you like to say to Mr. Bill Montgomery? Bill, are you there? What would you say to Sabrina right now, Bill? And Bill and Sabrina, what do you want to say? Go right ahead. Yes, Bill Montgomery. What do you want to say to Sabrina for all her hard work?
I would say again, you know, the people that are on this call that you met, stay connected with them because they can help you, and we all work together. And the biggest thing, everybody should just stay in their lane. Those are the words that I use a lot of people because we all have a lot going on, but let's just work on the basics. And for me, it's transportation and technology at a basic level. And I'm following Captain Daniels. He's in the area, the pilot. And we just get, you know, those people together. Our spiritual leader is Dr. Curry, and that we pray every day and execute. So keep doing what you're doing. Write things down, and we can do this together.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Sabrina, what would you like to say to Mr. Montgomery?
I would like to say thank you, first and foremost. Meeting you has been amazing. Going to your event, I met TJ Lofton. We're working together now because, you know, I didn't even know lowriders was a thing for Black people. I had no clue. I was like, what? When he was talking, I was so impressed. So you are definitely putting people together from your lane. You're merging a whole lot of lanes, and we need that. We need that to survive and to move forward. And I appreciate everything that you've done, your work, all of that is being recognized by so many people, even if you don't, no one has told you, and I know they have, but even if you don't hear, just I hope you can feel the energy, because I'm very grateful to both of the Bills and meeting the people I've met so far. Everyone, thank you.
Well, hold on 1 second. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. Our very exclusive guest on the show right now, we have Captain Daniels is on our show. He's a pilot. We also have Sabrina Wright. She writes books for children. She has Children First TV, read and sing along. She has four books out. She has comics coming out. She's on right now. How do you feel about being on the radio show today, Sabrina? What is it? How does it make you feel to get your information out to so many people on the show, people that you know and people that you don't know? Go right ahead.
Well, I want to say this is my very first one. I have not been interviewed, and I'm like, oh, God, how do you follow Captain Daniels? This is terrible. So I'm happy. I'm grateful. I just want to be here doing my work to the end, and I really appreciate you having me, inviting me. It's an honor, and I just hope that my work lives up to, you know, the promise that I want to give to the kids. I think the youth are just wonderful. I mean, there's so many things about them that I really like, but there's a lot of things that we, as the older people, we got to start teaching our kids. We got to get back to, like, mm-hmm. getting God back into their psyche. We got to,
yeah.
They got to know who to tap into.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Amen. With that, let's give her a big hand, you guys. Let's give Sabrina a big hand.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Now, Sabrina, with that being said, we have a couple more interviews we want to do. But before we do, can you please give out your email address, your website, and how people can listen to your program on YouTube? Please give out all your information. Take your time. Say it twice.
Okay. My YouTube channel is Children First TV. Again, that is Children First TV. And my contact information would be childrenfirsttvmedia@gmail.com. childrenfirsttvmedia@gmail.com. And the website is childrenfirsttv.com. childrenfirsttv.com.
Okay, so give us your closing remarks on what you would like. I mean, we do have just a little bit of time for a question and answer. Okay. Let's start off with Captain Daniels. Captain Daniels, do you have a question or a statement for Sabrina, who writes all the books for the kids? Go right ahead, Captain Daniels.
Well, I would like to say congratulations, Sabrina, on all of your efforts and everything. Your journey is sounds like it's just getting started, and I just recently released my very first book as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know what it takes, the effort that has to go into releasing a book and getting it out there and being able to have an impact on the future students and children of this country. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, without further ado, really quick, Vera Jones, do you have a question or a statement for Sabrina really quick? Go right ahead.
Yes, I wanted to say, Sabrina, thank you so much for writing the books and educating the children, also their parents. So I'm hoping that some of the parents or grandparents will watch and also go to your YouTube, which I will be doing today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the interview.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
With that being said, Sabrina, we are so grateful to have you on. I hope you continue to stay on with the rest of the show.
I will. I'll be here.
Thank you. And thank you so much. And give us your closing remarks right now. Is there anything else you want to say to the crowd?
The only thing that's really weighing heavily on my mind right now is that our little girls and our little boys are being attacked. The little boys are too masculine and they're too aggressive, and now they're like monsters. And I think that's why this little boy, Mateo, in this book pushed through, because I was actually writing a story for a little girl, and he pushed through, and this thing just happened so quickly. So I know they're under attack. Our little girls are attacked too, because now it's okay and it's cool to be nasty and ratchet and dress really provocative and revealing and using all those terrible words and things that they say publicly. So that's what our little girls are aspiring to be. We're supposed to be like that now. So we got to keep our eyes open. We got to watch our youth. I mean, they are under attack. I love kids. I wish I could have been a mother. But there was an artist that I worked with. His name is Dexter Griffin. He was a great artist. He worked with Motown. He did all their costume designs. And he did some artwork for me, and he said, I'm going to tell you that you didn't have kids of your own, but you are going to be a mother to so many kids out there. And I see that now with my stories and my channel, my book. That's where my mothering is going to come from, you know. So I'm grateful that I took the time right now to talk to you. But I just hope that you go to the channel, and please turn it on to homeschoolers and other grandmothers, people, aunts and uncles, and whoever has little kids. And it's going to eventually grow because I do have big, I have bigger stories. I have bigger comic books on Queen of Monterinas, you know. So a lot of things are going on. So it's going to grow.
Sabrina, I want to have the Eddie Jones civil rights comic book on civil rights.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right.
That's a really good idea. I love it.
Let's give her a big hand again. Come on, let's give her a big hand.
Thank you.
And you're very welcome. Now, with that being said, I want to really quick go back to Captain Daniels. Captain Daniels, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, Professor Reams, do you have a question or a statement for Captain Daniels?
Both. First of all, Captain Daniels, thank you for being stage four. Your mentioning of Bessie Coleman and just definitely warmed everyone's heart overall. Now, for years, I was prior to working with the L.A. Tuskegee Airmen, and we also made sure to lay down a foundation where, for the state of California, we're the second state have a Tuskegee Airmen Day, which will take place in the next 3 weeks. So I wanted to find out, how does your program work closely? Does it work with the Tuskegee Airmen in any way, or how is that relationship overall?
Well, I have personally worked with many of the Tuskegee Airmen over the last 30 to 40 years. Going all the way back to meeting General B.O. Davis, who
yes.
was the first commander of the 99th and the 100th squadrons of the Tuskegee Airmen. Several of those individuals I've worked with personally. I was part of the Hubert L. Hooks Jones chapter here in Colorado. And
wow.
Unfortunately, most of those individuals have all passed on. It's currently about six or seven still remaining Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah.
One of them here in Colorado is Colonel James Harvey,
yes.
and he has a partner that was one of the first Top Gun winners. That were the first Top Gun winners in 1949, Colonel Harry Stewart. Colonel Harvey will be turning 101 years old. In
wow.
July, and oh. Colonel Stewart will be turning 100 years old in July of this year. And I have spoken with both of them here recently, and they're going to have a big celebration for Colonel Stewart back in Detroit, Michigan, coming up on his birthday. And I think it's around the 4th of July in Detroit, Michigan. And
wow.
so... if your students are having an opportunity to meet one of these gentlemen, and you know, it's the whole story behind the very first Top Gun winners, because they won in 1949. Colonel Davis at the time sent them out to Nellis Air Force Base and told them, if you go out there and don't win the competition, he said, don't come back. And it was a group of three pilots and an alternate. They went out. They actually barely won the meet.
Mm-hmm.
They presented their trophy to them and took a few photographs of the trophy. And after the event was over, the trophy disappeared from 1949
wow.
all the way until 1994. A historian by the name of Zelly Orr out of Atlanta, Georgia, heard about the story. She jumped in the archives and did her research, and she found the trophy buried in archives at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton,
Ohio. Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And just to complete a little bit of the story, all of the subsequent newsletters that had came out after the event in 1949, the winners of the 1949 competition, Top Gun, unknown. And that has since been corrected at Colonel Harvey's 100th birthday last year. General Brown, who is the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, wanted to be there. However, he was at a meeting in Europe, and he sent another four-star general by the name of General Kelly, who came to Colonel Harvey's birthday celebration, and and he actually corrected the records and told the story of actually what happened and how the trophy was disappeared for over 45 years. And then they corrected it. So I actually have that on tape of him making that speech.
Wow.
Superb. This is one of the
Pastor
Jones.
Go ahead, Professor.
And this was one of the reasons why we wanted to have it for the state of California, because many of those fine gentlemen are passing on. And to keep their legacy going, it was necessary for the young to take on the legacy of keeping that legacy going forever. So thank you, Captain Daniels, for everything you're doing. And I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much. Wow, that's amazing. Now, Captain Daniels, Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Captain Daniels?
Yes, first, let me just commend you and thank you, Pastor Jerry, for such a phenomenal show this morning, from all the achievements of our guests, from behind the walls, stories that we need to hear, the atrocities of this nation. Captain Daniels, I'm just commending you, sir, with your work and what you continue to do. I just want to ask a question. Are you going around and penetrating our local high schools and maybe even our middle schools because the work that you're doing, I think, is important at those age levels to just get the insight of the vision and the work. And, I mean, you know, the Terminator, I thought was a movie, but the separation between night and day, phenomenal. So are you penetrating high schools, and are you looking for other organizations to collaborate with?
Yes, in answer to your question, just last week I was out in the Southern California area where I spoke to over 1,000 students in elementary, middle, and high school. I grew up in the Pomona, California area, and I was invited by the school district to come out and speak. As I mentioned earlier, I recently wrote a book, so I had my first book release was last week. My book is titled Shades of Blue, Creating Space in the Future, and it's an inspirational book for the youth and adults that want to see the road that I took to get to where I am. I, being a pilot at United Airlines, there's currently about 14,000 pilots for United Airlines, and I say each one of us have our own stories to tell. So I happen to tell my stories of wanting to, as a young kid, wanting to grow up and become an astronaut. And I ended up as an airline pilot because I was on a path to be an airline pilot and not an astronaut, because there was not a lot of role models out there that looked like me as astronauts at the time. And so now I know what it takes to be an airline pilot, an astronaut, an engineer, a scientist, and you name it. We're helping to build that future workforce.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's ready?
Yes. I heard someone call my name.
Pastor Eddie?
Yes, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
If I may interject real quick, because I have to get on a conference call with one of my bishops. But let me just say, the people that are on this call, those that have called in, Alicia, Sabrina, Bill, and and Captain Daniels, all of them, they were in the room.
And Elisa, California, too.
All of them were in the room. And, yes, you know, when we all walked in and Pastor Eddie walked in, you know, it was an amazement on everybody's part because everybody in that room, there were CEOs and business people, but it was all about the kids. It was all about kids, trying to do something for these kids. Because, Captain Daniel was a little modest on the information. When I went out to Ontario and he was there, we were all there. They had the mayors and senators and all of them, but they had about 10 busloads or more of kids on a Saturday that came in for that event, and they were just packed. I mean, they had all types of vendors around the wall talking to them about careers, and they could get all the information that they needed. And it was just fascinating. They even had flight simulators so the kids could see how to fly airplanes and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, what came to mind is, to me, like I said, I've got to get ready to go, but came to mind is, like, what was said by Ms. Clinton. She said it takes a village to raise the child. And so that's what it's going to take all of us to reach these young people. I mean, you had 500 or 600 of those kids that was in that incident in Georgia. Those kids could have been in that same place with people like Captain Willie getting information. Mm-hmm. But we have to be the voice that speaks to them and say, hey, wait a minute, there's a better way. They're not going to try to do anything about the guns and guns. They're not trying to do anything to help. So we have to take and we have to step up. We got to step up because that's our next generation of leaders, pastors, presidents, whatever, Congress people. We have to invest in there. And I just want to take this time and say thank you to Bill, to all the people that are on this call that are trying to do something, including yourself, Pastor Eddie, for these young people. Keep up the great work. And with that said, you know, I as I said, I have to get on another conference call, but God bless you all.
Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, this is for you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you all. Keep up the great work, everybody. It's paying off.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Curry.
Wow, thank you. Everybody say have a good day to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Amen.
Have a good day.
Amen.
Have a wonderful day, Chief Apostle.
We're going to pray for Linda Goldie in just a little bit, but we have to go into our next interview. But first, let's get on Aretha Adams Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Aretha Adams Jones. Welcome to the show, Aretha. How are you this morning? Everybody say good morning to Aretha Adams Jones.
Good morning, Aretha.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Amen. Good morning, Aretha. How are you today?
You know what? I'm a lot better. I got a little sick, and I was in Louisiana, and but I feel a lot better. Thank you very much for asking.
Praise God. Well, don't worry. We're going to have a little prayer in a little while. But before we do, let's go to our next interview. Our next interview is none other than Alicia Clark. And Alicia Clark does some amazing things. She does business line of credit, commercial financing, construction financing, term loan, startup business, credit card program, bad credit equipment financing, business finance, and consulting. So without further ado, let's bring up Alicia Clark with Funding LLC. Alicia, please take the floor.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're all doing well.
Good morning.
Well, I'm Alicia D. Clark of Alicia Clark Funding LLC, where we help business owners and entrepreneurs across the state, and even those that are W-2 employees seeking to start a business with access to capital along with building their business corporate credit. And I've been in this industry since 2013, and I found a really big niche for black and brown business owners seeking to obtain capital. And I would always see over the past decade, many business owners would get denied. And then they would be like, okay, well, I still need capital because you need OPM, other people's money, to grow and scale your business so you can keep your own cash flow. And so I wanted to be that conduit to help business owners and entrepreneurs really learn how to set their company up correctly, how to present themselves correctly in front of the lenders to obtain the capital.
Wow. Go right ahead. So tell us a little bit about what made you do this, because like a lot of people say, oh, I want to work on my finances, I want to work on my credit. What encouraged you and motivated you, Alicia, to start up this business?
Oh, I was already clear at the age of 8. I grew up in a strict Christian household and actually had to read the Bible, be in church almost 7 days a week. But what I've learned now as I've gotten older, I took a personality and psychological test on why I do the things that I do and why I think the way that I think. And I have input, which I love information, especially financial information. And I can remember at the age of 8, I had to read the Bible all the time, so I would analyze the information. And I remember reading a scripture stating that I can be the lender and not the borrower. And so I was always a daydreamer. I wanted to do large things in life coming from a small town in Illinois. And so I said to myself, I was going to be that person. I was going to be the lender and not the borrower. So it started actually at the age of 8.
Hmm. Wow. So if you were to advise somebody who's trying to get their credit together right now, and somebody who might have, you know, wanted to establish good credit, what would you tell them, and how would you get them to start to clean their credit up?
First of all, I would let them know that this is not a actual sprint. It's an actual marathon. So if you're seeking to obtain just good credit in 30, 60, 90 days, that's not possible. Why? Hmm. Because especially in the financing industry with business financing, lenders, they want to see that positive payment history. So the credit repair process on the personal side, see, it's two different journeys. There's your personal credit, which is your consumer credit, which is tied to your Social Security number. Then you have your business corporate credit, which is totally tied to your EIN number. Those are two totally different journeys. However, working on both of those would definitely be great if you're seeking to obtain financing because it gives you double the borrowing power. Now, let's go on and rewind back to the personal credit. The personal credit is actually a twofold process. Number one, to remove the negative or inaccurate items on your credit. Okay, so now you remove those negative and inaccurate items that were on your credit. Now, what's on there? You need to now add that positive payment history, because basically lenders, it's your report card. They want to see how you're paying your bills. You're paying your bills on time. What bills are you paying? So first and foremost, I would tell an individual, if they have not or if they're not aware, you can go to freeannualcreditreport.com. You get one free credit report per year. And then that way you can go on and review your credit. Then you need to see, okay, if there's a lot of people don't know because they're not even monitoring their credit. I would also suggest obtain a credit monitoring system such as Experian, Identity IQ, MyFICO to report all three bureaus per month is usually like $29.99 per month. And you want to review because sometimes there's fraud. There's sometimes there's things that are inaccurate. Sometimes things you may have paid off that should have been taken off, and that's also something many individuals are not aware of. They think, oh, I'm just going to pay off something that's on my credit report, but they don't know. 9 times out of 10, most of those credit issuers, they, even though you may pay that bill off, they may still keep it on your report and monitoring that you owe. So it's a systematic journey where there's letters where you may not even have to pay the full amount. You can say, you can have a particular dispute letter where you say, well, hey, if this is before you pay, if I pay, you know, maybe 50% down or a quarter of it down or 75% of it, would you go on and remove this? And you definitely want to get that in writing before you do pay. So
Alicia, excuse me for interrupting you, but somebody texted me and asked me a question, so I want to ask you this question. Why is financial literacy so important to the African American community? Why is financial literacy so important to the African American community? Go right ahead.
What I've learned in this industry since being in it since 2013, number one, is because other races know if we don't have access to this information, we're always going to be behind. So we're not a threat to other races on a personal level or on a business level as well. And it's very important because that's how else are we going to break generational curses? Like, this information was not taught to me. Even though I was brought up in a strict Christian household, I was taught morality and integrity. I was not taught financial literacy. I was not taught about credit. I was not taught about how to start a business and run a business and set your business up correctly. So then that way, that was a generational curse that I broke in my family. So it's like, it's definitely important. How are we going to be, well, one day we're going to transition, and then what information have we left to our younger generation so they can actually apply it? Like, information is cool. The book on the shelf, that's good. That's information. But you've actually got to apply the information to get the results. So what information are we leaving to our younger generation, especially on the financial literacy level, so they can actually apply and go on and start making changes and actually just live their best life? You know, you don't have to wait till you go to heaven to live. You know, heaven on earth, you don't have to.
My. Well, with that being said, we have about, 10:30, we go right back into our regular segment, which we'll hear from. To everybody out there, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Our exclusive special guest right now is Alicia Clark, and she has some very, very important information about Funding LLC, which is her business, about funding programs, loans, credit, everything. She does it all. So you want to get to know her. You want to write her information down. When I come back in just a second to her, she's going to tell you how to get in touch with her, how to get in touch with her organization, how to fix things that you probably haven't fixed that you want to fix, but you just don't know how to fix it. Well, this is her expertise. And this is why she also, too, was at the meeting with Bill Montgomery when we gave him the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. And it was an honor and a pleasure to meet with her and all of the phenomenal people there that were there that day. Without further ado, really quick, give out all your information, Alicia. Take the floor. Give out all your information on how people can reach out to you and get in contact with you to check out your business.
Absolutely. My company is Alicia Clark Funding LLC. I'm based out of Orange County, California. My office line is 1-888-568-7718, extension 101. Once again, it's 1-888-568-7718, extension 101. My email is alicia@aliciaclarkfunding.com. That's A-L-I-C-I-A at A-L-I-C-I-A CLARK funding, FUNDING.com. And the website where you can actually just fill out a simple one-page application for funding if you qualify, www.AliciaClarkFunding.com. And we have so many even creative ways of obtaining financing. And I know you said at 10:30, I'll just give one example of a financing option where I see a lot of business owners. Even if you don't have any revenue, you may have started your business with your EIN 24 hours ago. As long as you have a 700 and above FICO score in alignment with the strength of your credit profile, depending on what's on your credit, your personal credit, with no revenue, you can get up to $150,000 in business credit cards.
Mm, my gosh. You know, I want to give you a big hand. Let's give everybody, let's say thank you and give a big hand for Alicia. Let's give her a big hand for Alicia. Now, I'm sorry, Alicia, did you say something? Okay. Well, really quick, I want to see if we can get a question in. Vera Jones, take the floor. Vera, take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Alicia?
Thank you so much, Alicia, for sharing all of your information. And it just gives us some insight on what we should be doing to keep our financial stability strong. So I will be contacting you, and thanks.
My pleasure.
Aretha Adams-Jones, do you have a question or a statement for Alicia?
Hi, Alicia. Thank you so much for being here, and I appreciate the information that you've given us. And I believe you said that once you pay, when something's paid off, it still stays on your credit. Is that what you said?
Not all the time, but there are a lot of times when you can actually pay something off on your credit, and the credit issuer still has it reporting on your credit.
Oh, wow.
That's why with the credit repair process, you should actually formally go through the disputing process.
Yeah. Really interesting.
Yes, ma'am.
But thank you so much, Alicia. We appreciate you. That's good to know.
All right.
My pleasure.
Clarence and Mellon, quickly, do you have a question or a statement for Alicia?
Yes, first, thank you for coming on and giving us such important information. And do you work with people nationally, or are you just Californially local?
Oh, no, nationally, all over. I actually travel with this. So I'm actually right now in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Amen. Really quick, Professor Reams, do you have a question or a statement for Alicia?
A statement. Thank you so much, Alicia, for putting this together, because it's we have our own entrepreneur program, and I know that the young ladies are going to be looking forward to some information as they're putting their programs together, so I will definitely be in touch. So thank you again.
Wow, so that means she'll be...
Thank you, thank you.
Alicia, Professor Reams works at the university, so he's a professor at the university, which you'll be speaking to the students, so... Amazing. I love connecting the dots and connecting people together, and that's what this show is all about. Again, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. It's the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking gun. Everything on this show is real. With that being said, Alicia, don't go anywhere. We want to get your closing remarks. So give us your closing remarks, but we want you to continue to listen. Go right ahead. Give us your closing remarks on what you want people to know about your business.
Closing remarks that I would like individuals to know about my business. Number one, we're here to share and spread information that especially a lot of black and brown business owners and entrepreneurs and even W-2 employees are not privy to. But even though there's the information there, it also starts with the individual, the person in the mirror. We have to renew our mind and believe, number one, with our brain and our heart, to know that we can have this information to go on and provide an ideal life that we could only dream of. So it actually starts with the person in the mirror. Once you're clear on who you are, you're clear on what you desire, you're clear on your intentions, and you write it down, Habakkuk 2 and 2. Write the vision down and make it plain, and it will come into fruition.
Wow, thank you so much. Wow, let's give her a big hand. Everybody say thank you to Alicia. Let's give her a big hand.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you, Alicia.
Alicia, don't go anywhere. Hang on. Now, we're going into our regular segment on the show. You know, we have Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny B, with Health and Wellness. We have Dr. Rita Adam Jones with Mental Health and You. We have Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual. We have Poetry in Motion with Linda Goldie, if she can do it. And then also, last but not least, we have the commentary with Professor Reeves. Normally, we would put the commentary last, but today we're going to put the commentary first because Professor Reeves has some extremely very important meetings to go to, and we are live on the show. So before he has to get to his meeting, let's start off with the commentary with Professor Reeves. Professor Reeves, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Now, one thing about this show, like every other show, has been just superb because it always places us in a situation where we're reminded of something or we learn something new, or it is something where we just have a chance to be very emotional and put our arms around our guest and the circumstances. Well, with this one, this, I would say, would be God is rededicating us with, as Bill Montgomery has talked about, staying in our lane, but also expanding it to look at the stars as well, since we had Captain Daniels there. Because as he mentioned, before you can get into space, you have to see the shades of blue. And that is tremendous inspiration that we can have. So let's take a look at this. We were reminded of the days challenges that we have in this country. And of course, the Georgia incident where the 500 students were there. And from there came the thought of, yes, this is what's happening in the world. We're also reminded of things that are happening world in the prison situation dealing with Kenneth. And in that situation, yes, it is a negative. But as usual, the good Lord turns it around to move it from an incident into something that's very selfless. Because in Kenneth's behalf, here he could have fallen into despair, but he turned it around where he is fully trained, fully able, and is able to interact along with being a chief facilitator for inside the prison, where he is doing so much to make sure that others do not, or at least do not despair, and continue to fight. Because once the great work of Pastor Jones is done and he's let out, he is more than qualified to take any job that he wants because he is well trained in every aspect of human endeavor. So this is the example that is definitely needed because, again, we're going to have some of those who were in the 500 that committed the crime to fall into the same situation, but now they have, or we have, a way of bringing them back to light. Because even though we make a mistake, God always brings us back to the light. He never forsakes us. He will never leave us. And just because we have fallen, that doesn't mean that when we fall down, we can't stand up, as the song says. So in looking at this from that perspective, we also look at how all of us are staying in our lane. Because once again, God, as Dr. Grandy V mentions, does not make mistakes in places in the place that we're supposed to be, or as Bill Montgomery mentioned, our lane. Because now we have two examples of brilliance in technology, and we're still extending it because, of course, Black History Month is all year, that we've identified genius in all of our guests, of which we have two that are involved in technology. And since technology is expanding, it's growing, it's moving, with you having 1.3 billion in China, 1.2 or 4 billion in India, and also 1.4 to 1.4 in Africa. This is the future. And the good Lord says that your future is going to be so bright when you're following me and staying in your lane and doing exactly what I've told you to do and stay in that lane so much to where you are thinking about the kids, which has been a wonderful thing. Because one thing that Elise Garth mentioned was the fact that there is the issue of you start with the person in the mirror, and yeah. then whatever occurs comes into fruition. You start with that mindset first, see who you are and also whose you are, with the support of having the village that Hillary Clinton mentioned, that we're coming together with, and the village that Kenneth has now been in, brought into as family members. This means that the good Lord has just brought in a whole bunch of new family people that we can work and we can connect with and move together, as he's always preached. That's why it is important that we rededicate our lives to selflessness, to the kids. And also, let's think about the positive, since Sabrina Wright reminded us.
Yes.
Whenever I'm teaching or so, I don't say that these are just my students. These young ladies, who are the bright and best, black and brown and all different colors, now become my daughters. So for 8 years, I've had a whole family of new family members with my own kids that I've become the uncle, the father, and or the grandfather that they didn't need or didn't want, but now they have, to inspire them to do what they need to do. And my rededication is to make sure that, yes, we have an incident of 500, but that will also be resolved as we save all of them, but also getting the new selfishness of the kids up to snuff to be able to focus on ending up with Captain Daniels and also with Bill Montgomery as we push them into the future that God has realized for us by staying in our lane. So everyone, take this time to think about the things that you're doing, because the one thing about shades of blue, the word and the color blue represents serenity, stability, inspiration, and or wisdom. And with all of you creating your books, you are creating that wisdom, which will allow us to address the issue that God knows that we can address with him. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, what an amazing
thank you.
What a commentary. Thank you so much, Professor Reams. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're not going to stop here. We're going to keep the ball rolling. God bless you, Shepherdess Brown, and all the work that you do, and all the prayers that you send out to help so many people. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our show. Without further ado, it is 10:42 a.m. We're off at 11 a.m. We want to get some closing remarks from Sabrina Wright. Sabrina, don't go anywhere. We're going to come to you in a little bit. Right now, it's time for Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. Vera, take the floor, and following that, we'll be going to Mental Health and You with Aretha Adams Jones. Go ahead, Vera, take the floor. Give us Health and Wellness, 10:43 a.m.
Thank you, Eddie. It's a little bit lengthy. If you would like to have some of the other speakers go first, and I will end last, if that's okay with you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's go without further ado. Let's go to Mental Health and You. And we'll get Vera on last, but let's go to Mental Health and You with Aretha Adams Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha. Go ahead, Dr. Aretha, take the floor. Give us Mental Health and You.
All right. Thank you so much. Good morning to all of you. This is Mental Health and You, and today is March the 4th, 2024. And today is National Hug a GI Day. March 4th recognizes National Hug a GI Day. Gather around your servicemen and women to give them a hug. It's simply a way to show your support with either a pat on the back or a hearty handshake. Be sure to give both past and present GIs your appreciation. While GIs refer to Army personnel, the day encompasses all those who have served in the military. And did you know that scientists say that giving another person's support through touch or hug can reduce the stress of the person being comforted. It can even reduce doing the comforting. Hugs are really great for the mental, and mental health matters. And it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you. Have a nice day.
Thank you for Aretha. All right, Aretha, thank you. That was really nice. And without further ado, then thank you very much for mental health and you. Without further ado, let's go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, do you have a poem for us today?
No, unfortunately, I don't.
Okay, well, don't worry about it. We're going to pray with you. We're going to pray with you. You just hold on. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Without further ado, we're going to bring on Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual and Falling Regulate the Manual. We'll have Vera Jones with Health and Wellness. And then we'll get some closing remarks from Ms. Sabrina Wright, who's a children's book writer and cartoonist and producer and author. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie, for a wonderful show. Thank you to all of our special guests. We all are special. Thank you for our followers, and thank you to the panelists. I'm reading from a book titled Born in Blackness, Africa, Africans, and the Making of a New World from 1471 to the Second World War. Asia suspended. The business and goal was such urgency for Portugal at the tail end of the 15th century that the commerce was up and running from the very moment the construction of the fort was completed in 1482. Lisbon typically received a cargo shipment every month from this prized new outpost, with the shipment usually spending about a month in transit. And it was not long before these volumes grew so huge that they transformed the economical life of this small nation state. Indeed, Elmina was everything its sovereign had been dreaming of since the earliest voyages of Prince Henry and more. From the completion of the fort at Elmina until the mid-16th century, Portugal caravels run back and forth to the Gold Coast, averaging between 46 and 57 kilograms of precious metal per month for deposit in royal coffers. The kingdom's treasury, previously known as Casa de Aguini, reflecting what was already considered the primary importance of trade with Black Africa, was renamed Casa de Mina and moved into the very edifice of the Royal Palace in Lisbon. There could scarcely have been more direct recognition of the importance of Elmina's gold to the prosperity of the realm. By itself, trade with Elmina caused royal revenues to nearly double in Portugal during the last 20 years of the 15th century. By 1506, with the tentacles of Portuguese Empire already employing Brazil to reaching deep into Asia, gold for Elmina region is still constituted fully a quarter of the crown's revenue. The Gold Coast was generating about 680 kilograms of gold per year for Portugal, or it has been estimated about a tenth of the entire known total world supply around that time. And, you know, I just recommend this book, Getting History from a Black Scholar, Another Perspective. The author is Howard W. French, Born in Blackness. Thank you for listening.
All right, all right, all right. Let's give a big hand for Clarence and Allie. That was cool, man. We need our history. That's so important. It's 10:49 a.m. Don't go anywhere. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Without further ado, Vera Jones, take the floor. Give us health and wellness. Go right ahead, Vera.
Thank you, Eddie. Good morning, everyone, again. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jungs Radio Talk, I am Dr. Granny V. The information that I am speaking on today is from my own personal view. It's education, entertainment, and information. And please check with your medical professional before trying any new medical or medicinal items. So today I would like to speak to you about clearing mucus from the body, or some call it phlegm, and clearing it from the lungs, throat, and the chest. Do you cough or spit or clear your throat or wake up in the morning and you have a lot of mucus in your chest? Or do you wheeze? Is there a shortness of breath? Now, sometimes what happens, it's an earthquake going on in our body. It's the mucus is shaking things up and can cause imbalance. Sometimes we get inflammation. We are discharging from our body. We're cleansing. We're detoxing. Sometimes it affects our cardiovascular system. Other times there may be blockages and cause plenty of release of toxins. So toxins can affect us in many different ways. Perhaps it may be breakouts, swelling, hives, itching. And I want to tell you a little bit about mucus. Now, mucus is usually present when you wake up in the morning, or if you work graveyard, it could be evening. Sometimes it's caused by viruses, but let me tell you, mucus is a lubricant that helps to keep our tissues from drying out. An example, it helps with our lungs, our stomach, our intestines, our sinuses, and our mouth. It is also a defense of protection and a filter. So it's really good to clear your throat in the morning if you wake up with phlegm. Now, what you can do is, first of all, we know that mucus is a sticky, clear formation. And when we're sick, it may turn yellow, which usually means you're dehydrated. Or if it's green, it may be a bacterial infection. And some, as I said, some call it phlegm, and it gets stuck. And sometimes it's hard to move. Now, it's best to cough it up when you can. Cough slowly, and that way you can clear infections and allergens out of your system. Sometimes it may take anywhere from 2 to 14 days. At other times, it can take several months to clear your body, depending on how much is formed. Then when you're sleeping, it's good to lay down in a prone position, and that way you can help clear your chest. And if the mucus is thin, that means it's usually a nasal or sinus problem. And if there is phlegm, which is thick, that means there is inflammation in your throat or lungs. Now, when you're blowing your nose, make sure that you put any type of oil, not any type, but I would say a great carrier oil on your nose, or some just put Vaseline or Vicks. And that way, it helps to keep your nose from drying out. Then gargle with warm sea salt to kill germs. And it's a great thing to have warm liquids like bone broth, vegetable broth, different teas, lemon, H2O, and some of the best herbal teas are peppermint, ginger, eucalyptus, thyme, blackberry, and sage. And if you're really thinking of doing a deep cleansing, burdock root is one of the greatest. And so I just have a couple of items that are really great to clear the phlegm or the mucus. So taking wild oregano is great. Mullein, raw coconut oil, raw garlic with olive oil is a good one. I did mention eucalyptus tea. Rose tea is also great. Zinc, add a little vitamin C. Get outside and get some fresh sun. You can have peppermint, matcha green tea, black seed oil, sage tea, and also one of the greatest is elderberry. Now, in closing, I would like to tell you a couple of items that you can add to your diet to help and assist to release some of the phlegm. Now, some of the things not to eat will be some of those things that cause mucus from the beginning. And I would say those refined sugars, cheese, gluten, tomatoes, and bananas. And we know sometimes it will cause bronchitis or asthma when we have a cold or flu or if we have a lot of phlegm. So another great thing is to put Vicks. Use that old-fashioned Vicks to rub on the on your chest, the bottom of your feet, put on your socks, rub behind your ears, your temple, where your third eye is, and use apple cider vinegar. Now, apple cider vinegar is one of the greatest, along with turmeric. So as we can recall, our ancestors went out to the backyard to pick up leaves, herbs, bark, and guess what? They kept whiskey, and they added honey to those herbs, boiled them, and drank, and it released a lot. So as I mentioned, going back to a couple of things to eat would be all of the green vegetables, all of the green. Oatmeal is great. Watermelon. Asparagus, onion, pineapple, sea moss, celery, grapefruit, oranges, cauliflower, cucumber, cinnamon, and there is a tea called Horehound. Now, that's really good, especially for asthmatics, so that helps as well. And a couple of things to avoid would be cakes and cookies, corn, milk, cottage cheese, ice cream, bread, deep-fried food, soy, corn, cereal. And you want to stay away from eating a lot of meats at that time until you do clear. And in closing, if you can make a batch of, well, you can grate up some lemon peel, lemon, or lemongrass, and put in a mason jar and keep a couple of those in a refrigerator already, already made. And that's some of the things that I like to do in advance. So, in closing, take care of yourself, help others, assist, be aware, and clear the mucus from the body, and have a great day. Get out there, take a walk, and when you can, use some essential oils, go to a steam room and sweat, or better yet, take some fresh eucalyptus, tie it in your shower, and allow the smell and aroma of the eucalyptus to help and assist. Now, that is my segment for today. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's give a big hand. Wow. That was really good. That was Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. We are definitely going to get some closing remarks, and I see the captain is still with us, too. So first, let's go to Sabrina. Sabrina Wright, are you there? Sabrina, are you still with us?
I am.
Sabrina, what would you like to say in closing? I hope you enjoyed the interview and the radio show, but what would you like to say to all the
co-workers
of the show and everybody? Go right ahead.
I enjoyed everybody's part. I'm happy to be a part of it. And I just want to say that I just hope everyone shares and supports the new media, new creators that are creating content that inspires, educates, as well as entertain our youth and even yourself. I mean, I figure we support stuff like sports events and high-priced concerts, you know, of many people we love, Beyonce, everybody else. We support those tickets. That's also support the new people that are creating content and share and let us travel and meet the family, the global family, because this is a global issue that we're dealing with. It's everywhere. So we need to just flood the market with positive content so kids can start changing and seeing that there's something different other than what's being promoted out there right now. And I'm grateful for spots like this. This is our new media, and this is where we can find the real content.
All right, thank you so much. Let's give a big hand. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, yes, thanks. let's see if Captain Daniels, are you still with us, Captain?
Yes, Daniels. I'm still here.
Thank you, Captain Daniels, for coming on. Give us your closing remarks. What would you like to say to everybody in closing?
Well, I first of all would like to say thank you, Dr. Pastor Jones, for the invite to be a part of your unique show.
Yes,
I want to thank everybody for their comments and everything. because I think if our youth hear this, it's a great opportunity to start them off in the right direction. And I want to one last thing about my book. It's once again, it's called Shades of Blue, Creating Space in the Future. It's an inspirational book for our youth to use as an opportunity to maybe follow in my footsteps. I know everybody's going to go in their own direction, but this is maybe one path that they may want to follow. And with all of that being said, I'd like to close with this, is always reach for the stars. Don't ever stop. If you don't reach the stars, you might land on the top of the moon. So if you keep that up, you'll be successful in life. Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Captain Daniel. Thank you very much. With that being said, I want to say a special prayer for Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, are you still there? Linda, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'd like you to pray for my pastor, because I think I got sick because I prayed for her and she was coughing during her sermon.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's pray. What's your pastor's name?
I can't even think of her name right now.
That's okay. This prayer goes out to anybody who's sick, anybody who's looking for a job, anybody who's lost, anybody who's homeless, anybody who's jobless. This prayer is for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, God. We want to thank you, God, for the most phenomenal, fabulous guest that came on our show today, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. But a special prayer for Linda Goldie, God. Touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And anybody who's sick and shut in, let them be revitalized, rejuvenated, restored, and rehabilitated. Even Kenneth behind the walls, God, touch him right now, God. He has cancer, a rare form of cancer. He's done his time double over. Lord, I ask that you bless Sabrina. I ask that you bless Captain Daniels. I ask that you bless Alicia Clark. I ask that you bless her husband, Terrence. I ask that you bless all the co-producers on the show and all of the people who are listening to the show around the world, God, around the United States and around the world. Bless them all from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, God. I ask for a special blessing over my life, for me and my wife, Lord, as we continue to do what we do, God, as we continue to assist where we can. I ask for a special blessing for Bill Montgomery and the business that he does as well. We just want to thank you for everything, God. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you're going to do now. God, please touch all the youth that are going around killing and maiming and shooting and overdosing on drugs. God, bless all of the youth. Also, bless the parents who are somewhat afraid of their children these days. And God, I ask that you put a hand on this social media that opens up so many doors to things that these kids get involved in that they don't know is going to end their life or get them kidnapped or have them sex trafficking or whatever it might be. But God, you are the author and the finisher of everybody's life, Lord. You are Alpha and Omega, the light of all lights, the all-knowing God. God, have your way on this show and bless Linda Goldie and bless all of us in Jesus' name. Amen. So wherever you are, just say amen. Thank God. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I cannot thank our guest enough, but I want to say three things. Number one, the best is yet to come. That's number one, the best is yet to come. Number two, the only limit in life is the one that you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And number three, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Amen. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We'll be here next Monday. But don't forget, my church sermon comes on every Sunday evening at 6:30. 6:30 is Sunday evening on Facebook Live and Instagram and Blog Talk. It's called The Church, The Sermon with Pastor Eddie Jones. And this past Sunday, we talked about kids honoring your mother and your father that their days may be longer, because our kids are out of control. When I read the article on what happened in Magic Mountain in Atlanta, Georgia, it brought me to tears. to think that our kids are so much out of control. They were hitting elderly people. They were hitting anybody that they could. 500 young people, imagine 500 young people running through an amusement park, fighting each other and getting to the point of pulling out guns and knives and shooting and hurting each other and trampling over innocent people. Unacceptable. We have to work on our youth. It is our job to create the future that we want to see. Thank you so much. God bless you. And we'll talk to you next Monday and next Sunday and Monday. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God, everybody, bless everyone. Amen. Have a good day, everybody. Happy Monday.
Amen.